authority you've spoken, and you set the captive free. You're the King who came to serve, and you're the God who washed our feet. You're the one who took our burdens, and you bled upon the cross. In your kindness and your mercy, you made a way for us. Forgetting all our sins, remember all your promises. You are amazing, more than amazing. Forever our God, you're more than enough.
Creator, you
hearts together. There's no one higher than you. Redeemer, defender, our great and mighty Savior. There's no one higher than you. You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By your power we've been set free. Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Our hands are lifted high in surrender. Your grace for me is always enough. There is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let my life forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. Majestic in wonder, you reign with love forever. There's no one higher than you. Your beauty, your splendor, your glory knows no measure. There's no one higher than you. You are always with us, gracious to forgive us. By your power we've been set free. Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Our hands are lifted high in surrender. For me is always enough. There is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let my life forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. There is no one higher than you. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Are lifted high in surrender. Grace for me is always enough. There is no one higher than our God. There is no one greater than you. Let my life forever praise the glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. There is no one higher than you. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious.
There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Our hands are lifted high in surrender. Your grace for me is always enough. Glory of your name. There is no one higher than you. There is no one higher than you.
Majesty,
There is no power in heaven or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I am. The great I am. The great I am. Hallelujah. Holy, holy God Almighty. The great I am. Who is worthy? None beside me. God Almighty. The great
Hallelujah. We're going to ask the ushers to come at this time. Hallelujah. Brother Gary, will you pray for the offering?
To worship.
Verse has already been cited one time this morning, but now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or even think,
right,
according to the power that worketh in us. He's able. He's amazing. He's more than amazing. Forever our God, he's more than enough. He's amazing. But you see, there's a part in that that I have something to do with. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. He's able. Our imagination will limit. But it's according to the power that worketh in us. God will do just as much as I allow him to do. He will blow my mind if I allow him to blow my mind. If my faith will facilitate the moving of God's presence on my life, he'll blow my mind. He's able. Situations I thought impossible, he's able. How? I just got to let him work. Put it in his hands. Trust him. Put my faith in him. Aren't you glad we served that kind of God this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you for standing. You may be seated unless you're keeping up with your Bible reading. If you're keeping up with your Bible reading, please remain standing. It's always good to see so many people standing the first of the year. January into February, man, it is
And I don't say that mockingly. It's just, I know we all have good intentions, but for those of you that are standing up and you're affirming, hey, I'm keeping up. I'm a month in and I'm keeping up. We want to say thank you. This is just a small way to show our appreciation. And so we thank you for that. That's right. Why don't you applaud them? That's good that they are doing that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Christy, for keeping up with that. I'm sure that she would welcome your help. It's the first Sunday of every month, so if you have like to bake at all or want to help her in making just a little muffin or a piece of bread that we give out the first Sunday of every month, just a way to celebrate those that are keeping up with their Bible reading. So thank you for that. If you are interested in being part of our split sessions tonight at 6 o'clock, we have three sessions that are happening. We have for the general congregation, if you will, something that we're calling Four Tables. It is a curriculum with video and then discussion together. So if you have questions or you want to come and be helped in learning your purpose and where God wants you in the kingdom and how you can fulfill that purpose, well, then we encourage you to come tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a very informal, kind of casual meeting where we come together. And then for those wanting to advance in ministry and leadership, we have a split session for you upstairs in the youth room. And then for those 12 and under downstairs in the children's ministry. And so we thank you for that. So much going on, so much happening. Please make yourself available to the calendar via Breeze, church management software, via the announcements that we scroll, hopefully between services and beginning of service. And so we thank you in that. Dave, Betty, Tony, so good to see you here and serve with us again. Three Sundays in a row. That's awesome. God bless you. We applaud that. Thank you for making the effort. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Why don't you, I know you only got to sit for a spell, but I won't hold you long in reading the word, but why don't you stand to your feet, grab your Bibles, look up on the screen, two passages of Scripture, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. Just so you know, there are, if you are interested in doing the Bible reading, there are Bible reading pamphlets back there that can lead you through the Bible and reading the Bible through in a year. Also, there is, back on the table, there are Bibles. They're called Daily Bibles. They are bread Bibles. They are free to take if you would like one. We only ask that in taking one, you do take the time to read it or give it to someone who will. And so there are a few back there left. If you know somebody who is Spanish-speaking, there are some Spanish-speaking copies back there as well, and we encourage you to partake of that. So thankful that you have made the choice to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. I trust that you have already been blessed and enriched by the power of the Word. And one more time, we want to look therein and have God talk to our hearts. Proverbs chapter number 23, one verse of Scripture. Verse 23, and then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 18. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23 says, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." Everybody say, "Buy the truth." Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. Verse number 18, "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Everybody say, we're changed. The Bible tells us that we look into the Word of the Lord, we look into Jesus and His life, we look into the Scriptures, and as we look into the Scriptures and we behold Him, the express image of God, we see Jesus and the way He worked and the way He taught and the way He dealt with humanity. As we look into that, if I was looking into a looking glass, we would say it's looking into a mirror and seeing the reflection of Jesus Christ. And as believers, we should endeavor, we should desire that we are changed into that image. That we are becoming more and more like Christ. That we don't just say that we are Christians in our lifestyle and how we live and what we do. We are affirming that we are Christ followers. That we are allowing, and the Bible says, as by the Spirit of the Lord. So in other words, it is the Spirit of God that changes us. That makes us more like Him. The way I become more like Jesus is by submitting to that Spirit that will give me instruction and wisdom and understanding. The truth that if I buy into it, will change me. The title of my message this morning is simply this: Buy the Truth, Keep the Change. Buy the Truth, Keep the Change. Lord Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We honor you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. God, I am so privileged to speak to these precious people this morning, to open your word, God, and preach your unadulterated word. Lord, I thank you so much for that opportunity. Lord, let it enrich our lives. God, let it stir us. Your word tells us that it will not return void, Lord. And I pray that the seed of your word would be planted into fertile soil, God, that it would germinate and grow, that we would all see our need, God, to grow and mature in you, to be changed into your image. As we buy into, as we invest ourselves and our lives into your kingdom, God, to see what your will is, God, and how it is performed in our lives. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you, God, that your presence is here, moving upon every person. In your precious name we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. And everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Buy the truth, keep the change. Every day of our lives, we make choices as to what we will invest ourselves in. Some of the simple phrases we use in life denote this investment of ourselves. We say how we spend our time, how we expend our energy. They denote that we are on various levels, we are investing ourselves into someone or something. We are spending our time on something. We are expending our energy in pursuit of something. We are all, every day that we are up and living and breathing and moving, we are investing ourselves into something or someone. We are determined that we should buy into something, that we should invest ourselves. If we think of ourselves as currency, then all those things that we spend our time doing, that we expend our energy by involvement in, etc., these are the things that I am buying into. I am investing myself. I am taking of my time and of my resources. I am taking of my talent and of my energies, and I am investing into something. I am essentially investing myself into whatever I am spending my time and resources doing. Pretty simple. Thinking in simple investment terms, we should consider what we do on the basis of what they say in the finance industry is ROI, return on investment. What is my return on the investment that I am making? What kind of effect does investing myself in this have on me? What am I doing? Well, spending my time on this and expending my effort and energy on this, will it positively or negatively change me? Because it will do one of the two. What I buy into, what I invest myself in, you say, well, that there's such thing as neutrality, is there? Well, if you were to study science and you were to look at the medical studies, there are many of them that show that even how we think has a positive or negative influence on our health. Even our thought processes, even what we dwell upon. That's why the Bible says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, because it does matter. Our thought life does matter. What we think upon, what we invest our thoughts into, makes a difference in who we are. It changes us. If we think a lot of negative thoughts, guess what? We become a negative person. Hello. On the other hand, if we're one that thinks on a positive nature, well then guess what? It changes us to where we are a positive person. Even the way we think, even our thought life, has the potential to change us and will change us. And so, yes, there is some credibility to thinking and willpower and mental acuity in the sense of changing your life. It can happen. Getting involved in a program and doing certain things and investing your times in certain things has the potential to change us. It's that powerful. You see, this concept should be pretty apparent in a physiological sense. For example, I can either invest myself into diet and exercise, or I can invest myself into potato chips and sitting on the couch while binge-watching TV. But make no mistake, I'm affected either way. The effects of those choices and those decisions and that investment will have an effect upon my life. The problem is, it's much easier to grab a bag of potato chips, the remote in a comfy spot on the couch, than it is to grab a bag of kale and head towards a treadmill. Can I get an amen? Human nature is, we do those things that come easy, you know? It's a lot easier to grab the remote and a bag of chips and find a comfy place on the couch. That's easier. It doesn't take much effort. I don't have to expend much energy to do that. But what I do is, in a sense, I am taking that investment. I am taking that time that I am spending, and I'm choosing to invest it in that way. Now, I'm not preaching against that. Just everybody gets all tight, comfortable. There are, you need to have downtime in life. You need to recoup. You need to rest. The Bible specifically talks about resting. Resting's okay. So I just need to do more of that sometimes. But what I'm saying is that how we invest our time and what we choose to do changes us. For change is always the result of our choices as to what or we do or what we do not buy into. What do we invest ourselves in? What do we put our time into? Even within the laws that govern our universe. The second law of thermodynamics, if you don't know it, generally it states that unless energy is expended to create order, then disorder results. But either way, change happens. I can put together chemicals and from the periodic table I can make a metal, if you will. But if I just take that metal and I just lay it outside and do nothing, expend no energy to polish it and clean it and make sure it's taken care of and protected, guess what? That metal will change. It will begin to rust and it will begin to corrode. Over time, it will be eaten away, and what was once there will be no more in the sense of a nice, shiny piece of metal. Why? Because change will happen either way. Even within the laws of our own universe, it tells us that unless you expend our energy, unless the idea is this, that unless we expend our energy to make things better, to affect change in a positive way, change in a negative way will undoubtedly happen. See, that's why backsliding begins by stop. Just all you have to do is stop doing the things that are conducive to a walk in relationship with God. All you got to do is just stop. And guess what? The backsliding, the atrophy of the spirit will begin to happen. The disorder and the chaos will it'll just happen. But you have to work at coming to church, and you have to work at reading the Bible, and you have to work at applying those principles in your life, and you have to work at polishing and cleaning and maintaining and making sure. See, now you know where I'm going. See, we buy into the understanding that cleaning and maintaining and upgrading will change the natural course of rust and decay and corruption. It doesn't take much effort to unclean a house. Hello. It doesn't take much effort to get the car dirty. What takes a lot of effort is the detailing. Spending time to cleaning it up and investing your time and effort. I think you kind of get where I'm going. I don't need many more examples. Now let us take this on a spiritual sense. To affecting change in our lives. to the eternal good, to what is good and what is beneficial to us and what is positive for us as people, as humanity. As those who want to be positive contributors to society. As those who want to affect change. Here it is. By the truth. Hold on. Because the truth is not an easy sell. It's going to get quiet here for just a moment. I'm sorry, but the truth is not easy believism. The truth is not you can just come and do nothing and things will get better. I'm sorry, that's not the truth. Order and structure and discipline do not happen by themselves. If they did, if it worked this way, if truth was an easy sell, if all you had to do was just be, that's all you had to do. If that was the way it worked, and that was even the laws that govern our universe, but they don't. But if it was the case, well then kale would be in all our kitchens. And treadmills wouldn't turn into convenient clothes racks. I should have got a big amen on some of those. Especially after the first of the year. The truth is that effecting true positive change takes effort and energy. It doesn't just happen. But negative change takes place with little or no effort at all. I don't have to work hard at deteriorating health, but I have to work really hard at being in better health. You see, the Bible tells us in Proverbs, a book of wisdom, buy the truth and sell it not. And the truth is that in a spiritual sense, you and I have no ability to affect the change necessary in our lives. Hello. Here's the hard truth. That in order to affect the necessary spiritual change in each and every one of our lives, you and I do not have the ability on our own. That is the truth. You and I cannot affect ourselves in a positive way on a spiritual, eternal level on our own. Salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is not something that you can do. It is not something that you can earn. It's not something that you can work at hard enough, long enough to acquire. The truth is that in order for you and I to be who God wants us to be, it takes God. I'm going to take it a little further. Even in a secular sense, wisdom and instruction and understanding, these things are not hereditary. They do not come in your gene pool. Just because mama and daddy were smart doesn't make me smart. Just because mama had a lick of sense doesn't mean I'm going to have a lick of sense. And I know we laugh, but the reality is these kind of things do not happen by osmosis. I don't just get them by being around people that are wisdom, that have wisdom. It takes effort and energy. It takes study. It takes discipline. It takes me buying into it. It doesn't just happen on its own. They're not for sale, and you can't acquire them on a whim. It takes investment of yourself. These things we have to buy into. We have to expend the energy for wisdom to be purchased. Free advice is often on the basis of you get what you pay for. But instruction takes involvement, and it costs something. You've got to spend yourself. You've got to invest yourself. You see, the truth is the decay and the corruption brought about by sin is negatively affecting our world and even our souls. Make no mistake, you cannot just come and be around it and have. It's good. Please don't mean what I'm saying. It's good for us to be here, and it's good for us to come and worship and praise, and it's good. But we need to understand that in order to positively affect change in our lives, I've got to buy into the truth that says, in and of myself, there dwelleth no good thing. That by myself, I am destined for destruction. That without the help of God, without His grace and mercy being applied to my life, decay and death and corruption will result. And I need Jesus. Listen, the biggest lie that's being sold our society right now is that some way, somehow, we are going to be able to affect change in who we are as a society by what we pass in the sense of laws, or by what we choose to concede to or compromise about. And I'm going to take the mask off that lie. That will not affect change in our country. It will not affect change in the moral compass of our souls. The only thing that will truly affect change in who we are as a people and a nation is if we once again put our hand in the hand of God and say, change me, O Lord. Make me who you want me to be. Make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like you. I'm all about programs. I'm all about things that help people. I'm all about affecting change in people's lives. But we need to understand that how that change is truly affected is when we do it by the Spirit of the Lord. By we are changed from glory to glory into the image of God. How? By His Spirit working in us. Negative change is happening at an alarming rate. I'll say that again. You don't have to do much research in the news. You don't have to see just even recent court decisions, legislative bodies, the laws and bills that are passing. I'm sorry this offends you, but you need to understand the way this world is changing is negative. It's amazing how that we went from Roe versus Wade to then what they would call late term, to now up into the due date, to now Virginia saying even upon birth. How quick did that happen? How fast did we jump in the last few days to, as a society, considering those things and writing laws about those things? How fast has that happened? Listen, I'm not trying to scare you. What I'm trying to do is awaken you to the reality of how fast our world is decaying. How quickly the moral fiber of our society is corroding. And it's taking place in rapid succession. Why? The Bible tells us the enemy knows his time is short. So what is he doing? He is working upon the hearts and lives of men, and he is affecting change. Make no mistake. What we as a society today accept as normal and okay, many of those things that we as a society today accept as being normal and okay 25 years ago were completely taboo. Hello. That's how fast it's happening. The multiplication, if you will, of decay and corruption is happening at an alarming rate. And here's the thing, it affects us. Look at what Paul had to say in Romans chapter 1 concerning the end times. And look at the words. I'm going to emphasize them as I read them down through. Professing themselves, verse 22 of Romans chapter 1. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and to creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed
the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. It hit me when I read that verse. Because I've always read that verse on the basis of inappropriate activity between women. But recent developments in our society have caused me to look at that scripture again. Did change the natural use of the woman. What is the natural use of the woman? What is it that a woman can do that a man cannot? Bear children. And the Bible says they changed the natural use of the woman into that which is against nature. Folks, even the animal kingdom don't kill their own. Ooh, it got quiet in here. I wonder why. We become so desensitized to what life really is. I made it a few, maybe last Sunday night. I'll say it again. But we need to understand the goal of the enemy through all these laws, it's to desensitize us to the reality of how special human life is. This world is so quickly eroding. And definitive lines are being drawn between good and evil. We're seeing in our society, I know I've talked about this a lot of late, but we can't be ignorant of what's going on in the world around about us. We need to attune our ear to what's happening in the spiritual realm, because what we're seeing displayed on the news pages and what we're seeing displayed on the talk shows, it is the result of what is happening in the spirit realm. I'm not getting all mystical on you. What I'm saying is that what is happening down here on the ground is a result of what's happening in the heavenlies. There is a stirring taking place. There is a gathering of arms. Maybe you don't believe this, but just try to attune your ear a little bit to what's happening in our society, and you will see that the change that is being effective at a rapid pace is not positive change. Why? Because unless we buy into the truth, and the truth is that without God's help, we are all destined for decay and corruption. Without the Spirit of our Lord changing us into His image, an immortal image, into the image of Jesus Christ, who gave Himself, who sacrificed, who was the epitome of love, that unless we allow the Spirit of our Lord to change us into His image from glory unto glory, unless we expend the effort to study and disciple ourselves and to say, I want to be more like Jesus. I don't want to just call myself a Christian. I want to be a Christian. I want to know what it means to follow Christ. Unless that hunger gets down deep in our soul and we understand, you've got to buy into that truth. You've got to sell out to the understanding that without Jesus Christ and Him in my life, without His Spirit leading and guiding me, decay and corruption is what awaits me. See, the negative change is taking place because people are no longer buying into the truth. They do not see the value nor the positive aspect of buying into the truth of God's Word. They don't value the Word of God as being the anchor that will hold and will be what we all need. You see, they're rather buying into the lie that says we can change it. We can affect our world for good without divine assistance. We are not all that bad, and better is possible all by ourselves. And I'm sorry to tell you, no, that is not possible. That is a lie. And the reason why they believe it is because it's an easier sell than buying into the truth. It's harder to let our pride go and realize that without God, I'm just going to mess things up. Without God's help in my life, decay, destruction, death, that's going to be the result. I need the good shepherd in my life leading me in paths of righteousness. I need his spirit changing me into his image from glory to glory, from testimony to testimony, from experience to experience. And instead, they'd rather go and hear preachers tell them, "You're all right. Just keep living how you're living and doing what you're doing, and it's all going to work out." And I'm sorry, while that may be easy to hear and it may be easy to buy into, it's not the truth. I hate to tell you, and I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but you need to understand the truth is not an easy sell. It takes hard work and discipline and effort, and it takes something beyond yourself. It takes the power of God. Oh, but here's the beautiful thing. You can buy the truth and keep the change. Now, how many businesses would stay in business if you went in and you bought a $2 item and you gave them a 20 and they turned around and gave you a 50 and said, "Had a nice day"? They'd have a negative profit margin. They wouldn't stay in business very long. You come in and you put a soda up on the counter and it's $2 and you hand them a 20 and they turn around and hand you a 50 and say, "Thank you for shopping with us today. Have a wonderful day. Can I have all of them in the cooler?" Why? Because now we understand there's a return on investment that far exceeds what we invested. In no other economy does that work, except for in an economy where there is unlimited resources. Except that you can go and shop at the Father's house, who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Except the fact that you can come and in his presence there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Except for the fact that you can come into the Father's house, and no matter what you expend, the change that you get back as a result far exceeds anything you put into it in the first place. Listen, you need to stand up on your feet and recognize that we serve this kind of God. That we can come in and bring our trash and he gives us treasure. That we can come in with all our junk and lay it on his altar and he'll alter our lives for the better. We serve that kind of God. He is so awesome and he is so wonderful. He says, "Come on and buy the truth. You can keep the change." And the change is more than what we ever put in the first place. Lives restored, marriages put back together, addictions delivered from, and all I did was just come in and I just bowed before him and said, "Lord, change me." By the truth, keep the change. Yesterday, myself and my kids, Brother Matt and Sister Rose, we had the opportunity to go to the Pacific Garden Mission in downtown Chicago. And there, they serve some of the neighborhood of 2,100 meals a day to the homeless, to the down, and to the destitute. And they provide housing and programs, and New Day, and New Life, and 30-day programs to find them a job and get them off the street and change their lives. And we sat there and heard the testimony of Casey. How they used to be on crack and he used to dig through garbage cans for his meal and he was losing his family and everybody had turned away from him. He was so addicted and so strung out. And even while he's telling the testimony, he's probably some of the teeth that he were missing were probably because of his addiction. But he was standing there giving his testimony about a God
who he said, I'm just going to stay at the mission until I'm changed. And he found a blanket and he slept on a table and he said, God, you got to change me. I got to be different. I don't want these drugs to ruin my life anymore. I don't want to go through this anymore. And I got to hear the testimony of a man who stood before me changed. And now he's a worker there. And now he's got a desk in the place that he came to where he facilitates change for other people. We serve that kind of God. Listen, I understand when it comes to apostolic doctrine, I understand what we talk about in truth, but there is a great truth in the understanding. I don't care what denomination you're from. I don't care what religion you aspire to. If you understand that only through Jesus Christ is change truly facilitated.
God's economy is so great. He has unlimited resources. And what I've spent years messing up, God can fix like that. What I've expended all this energy and effort in doing, and I've made a mess of things, and I've created chaos in my life, and I look around and I see decay and destruction, and I see death, and I see relationships gone, and I see all this stuff, and it's like scattered skeletons all around me, and I wonder, can anything change? I'm rising on this Sunday morning to tell you, yes! By the truth, keep the change, buy into this. What do you have to lose? You've already lost everything. Why not buy into this and say, I believe Jesus can affect change in my life. You will come to know if you buy into this truth. You will come to know that the return on your investment far exceeds anything and everything you've put into it. Not only does it change me in this life, Paul wrote the church at Philippi in Philippians 3:21. Promise of God's work in our lives, the Spirit of the Lord working in our lives, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned unlike unto His glorious body, according to the working, whereby He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. He can literally break every chain. Every chain. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or even think, but it's according to the power that worketh in us. That power will change us. Maybe this service, it's just an investment of clapping because I haven't clapped before. Maybe this service is just an investment of raising my hands because I haven't done that before. Maybe this service is just going to an altar and bowing before Him because I haven't done that before. But listen, if I'll start buying into... There's a reason why we call those people who are dramatically changed and who are facilitating the change in other people's life. There's a reason why we call them sold out. I'm going to buy into anything. Let it be the life-changing message of Jesus Christ. If I'm going to invest my energy and expend my effort in anything, let it be the kingdom of God that has the power to affect worldwide change. It has the power to affect every life. It has the power to bring someone from a life of decay and rust and corruption to a life everlasting. Because one of these days, Spirit of the Lord working in my life and changing me more into His image from glory to glory, Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 that at one point there will be an ultimate change. If I buy into this truth, one of these days there is going to be an ultimate change. Right now it's changing me. Right now it's making me more into His image from glory to glory. But one of these days, Elder Kellum, it's going to completely change me. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed." That's why he said, Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be changed. Don't be involved in the death and the corruption and the decay that happens as a result of sin. Don't be conformed to this world. Change is happening there too, but it's a negative way. It's conforming to the thief, who only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Whether it's a new thing we're buying into, or whether we've been purchasing and we've been investing ourselves in this thing for multiple years, we need to understand your labor will not be in vain. If today's a first step, or tomorrow will be a first step, or you've been doing this thing for years, you need to understand the more I buy into the truth, the more I keep the change. The more I invest myself into the things of God, the more He changes me into His image from glory to glory. The better person I am, the better person I will be, the more I invest myself in the things of God. All over this house. God, if we only knew what was in store for us, the change that you give as we buy into your truth, what you give us as a return on our investment. Oh, we would run to this altar. We would realize, if we could see it on a secular sense, God, I wish we could see it on a spiritual sense. The change that you will affect in us, the things that you will restore unto us, those things, the cankerworm, those things that have eaten away, corrupted. So many of us can look back over our lives and see where sin was eating away and destroying. Relationships, integrity, character. I was buying into the lie that I could be good and be better by serving sin, and it's only served for my destruction. I invite you, buy the truth and keep the change. He's here this morning. His power is here. His altars are open. Buy the truth, keep the change. He will change you. He'll restore relationships. He'll give you a future. So much more than you could ever even imagine.
To yours, oh Lord.
Buy the truth and keep the change.
Take my heart and mold it. Take my
truth is you need Jesus. The truth is you need Jesus. You can't do it on your own. Decay and destruction and corruption will be the result. Try Jesus. You'll find your return on investment. The change that you keep far exceeds everything you purchase.
Take my mind and transform it.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Conform it to yours, to yours.
I want to be more like Jesus.
Holiness is what I need.
I want to be loving and caring. I want to reach for
holiness,
others.
Holiness is what you want for.
If we could only see in ourselves what God sees in us, for I know the plans that I have for you. If we could only see.
Holiness.
He stands here with unlimited resources. He stands here with all power in heaven and earth. He stands here with the ability to break every chain. He says, come. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Just pull it out. I'm buying in. And people don't see the value anymore. I recognize, oh, it's so worth it. I'm buying in. I'm selling out. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man who finds a treasure in a field, and he goes and sells all that he has to buy the field. Why? Because he recognizes there's a treasure. He recognizes the value that no one else sees.
Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it.
You need to know appreciation is in your future. What you need to know is that you increase. You know, the increase of his government, there shall be no end. You need to know that increase is in your future.
Brokenness is,
you don't have to worry about negative returns with God.
Brokenness is what I need.
Buy the truth and keep the change.
Brokenness, brokenness is what you want for me. Brokenness is what I long for. Brokenness is what I need. Brokenness is what you want for me.
So take my heart.
Buying in, keep investing yourselves into the kingdom of God. It will not return void. Keep investing your time and your effort. Keep expending your energy in the kingdom of God. Buy into truth and keep the change.
Is what I need. Righteousness is what you want for me. Oh, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness is what you want for me.
Take my heart.
So take my heart and follow.
Thing the man heard his testimony yesterday, talked about when he was addicted and strung out, living on the streets. His family had, he didn't blame them. He realized it was his own choices. He had pushed them away and estranged himself from them. But after change was affected in his life, God began to work in him, and was invited by his family to come and be at a holiday meal. I may not get it verbatim, but he said he walked in and food was spread out, the table was ready, and they were all seated, ready, but they hadn't started eating yet. Kind of said, "What is everybody waiting on?" And said, looked at him, dad, uncle, whatever his relationship. And they said, "We were waiting on you. We wanted you to pray." Someone who was strung out and addicted and estranged from his family to someone who was asked to pray over the meal before they ate. By the truth, keep the change. We have what this world needs to buy into. Share your story, give your testimony of the change that is taking place in your life. Share your story with someone. We love nothing better than have the opportunity to spend time study with you in the Word. Show you how God can change you. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together. God, we thank you that you are so good. What you give in return of our investment, God, far exceeds anything we could ever imagine. Help us. Whether we're just a little in or we're sold out, God, to keep buying into truth. Keep the change. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Go with us from this place. Affect change in our lives as we buy into you, the truth of your word. I bless you being in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you for coming and investing your time, expending your energy to be here. Keep doing it. It'll change you. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.